Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy, oh, so worthy. Our God, he is so worthy to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our souls says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. Good morning and top of the morning to you. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Amen. Thank you for being here with us on today. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host and I am your kingdom coach on this day. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. We prayed, amen, that you had a wonderful night, amen, a wonderful weekend, and looking forward in great expectation to a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful month, a beautiful year, amen, and an eternal life with our Lord and Savior, amen, Jesus the Christ, amen and amen. We want to take a look this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, amen, and I'm going to read verses 4 and verses 5. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And to God be praise, honor, and all the glory. We are still focusing on the theme of love, 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 love. We're having a real love talk. Amen. God's form of love. Amen. And as we have discovered, that is the agape love. Agape love is the highest form of love. It's the highest level of love. Amen. It is God's love. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for agape love. Amen. We see in our scripture this morning, beloved, that agape love, amen, as we have broken down these two verses for you, over the last few days, amen, if you missed any of it, you can go back into our archives and retrieve it, amen, glory be to God. Agape love, amen, suffers long. Agape love is kind. Agape love does not envy. Agape love does not vaunt itself. Agape love is not puffed up. Agape love does not behave itself unseemly. Agape love does not seek her own and is not easily provoked. And then it tells us agape love thinks no evil. Amen. And so we are focusing this morning, amen, on removing all thoughts of evil. Amen and amen. When Brother Paul, amen, and we thank God for our Brother Paul, amen, telling us, amen, that as the Holy Spirit speaketh expressly through him, amen, and that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. That's what he does. That's what he will do, as he will speak expressly through you. Amen. Love thinketh no evil, thinketh no evil. Beloved, when we look at that word, thinketh no evil in the Greek, amen, that word is an accounting word that will be better translated to count or to reckon. See? Love does not reckon. Love does not count. It literally means to credit someone's account. So, beloved, what we see here in this particular word is a bookkeeper, if you can imagine, who keeps accurate, I mean meticulous, a financial record. I mean, every penny is accounted for. Every half a penny is accounted for. See? But in this case, the definition of this word, beloved, is that bookkeeper who is an offended person who keeps detailed records of every wrong that has been done to him, every wrong that has been done to her. See, just as a bookkeeper has an entry for every debit and every credit on the books, this person here painstakingly stores in his memory all the mistakes, all the faults, the grievances, the disappointments, the failures, or perceived wrongdoings that someone has made against her. Rather than forgive that person and then let it go, the offended person has carefully maintained records of each action done to him that he deemed to be unjust or unfair. They remember everything you did, how you looked at them, what you spoke. Well, they can recall it, and they don't miss a beat. I'm talking about they give you step by step, blow by blow, all the details. Beloved, this certainly is not the way agape love behaves. And if you want to know how God behaves, beloved, all you have to do is look at the behavior of God towards you. Because although God could draw up your past before you all the time, but God doesn't do that. God could call back all the details, all the things you did wrong, all the wrong places you went, all the wrong things you did, all the wrong things you thought, all the wrong things you said, but God does not do that. In fact, beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, that he forgave you. And choose of throwing it back in your face, amen, hallelujah, he forgave you, amen. When we read in the Bible, amen, and write the scripture down in your notes, amen, Psalms, amen, 103, amen, glory be to God. And let's look in verse number 3. It says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? See, God does not throw that back up in your face. God decided that he wouldn't deal with you according to your sins, or he would not reward you according to your iniquities. And we find that in that same portion of scripture, Psalms 103, verse 10. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, what a wonderful God. Although he could remember your past mistakes if he chose to do so, God does not, and God never will choose to remember them. In that same portion of scripture, division, the 103rd division of Psalms, let us look at verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. Beloved, this means that God doesn't keep records of your past forgiven sins. When he has forgiven you of your sins, he has forgotten them, and he chooses not to keep record. Once your sins are under the blood of Jesus, God separates them from you forever, forever, and forevermore. You see, beloved, this is how real agape love behaves. So if you are ever tempted to keep mental records of wrongs that someone has done to you, be aware that you're not giving to that person the same mercy that God has given unto you. We want to do unto others as we would have God to do unto us. That is the golden rule. See, not do unto others the way you would have them to do unto you, but we want to go deeper, we want to go higher, and we want to do unto others as God will do unto us. God has forgiven us of our sins. He does not recall the things that we did once they are under the blood, and we should neither be recalling those things and to other people that have offended us and hurt us either. Someone who has been forgiven as much as you have been forgiven has no right to keep a record of someone else's mistake. And so, beloved, what Paul is telling us, that love does not deliberately keep records of wrongs or past mistakes. Let me ask you today, is there anyone that you are holding hostage in your mind because of what you deem to be an inappropriate action taken against you? That person did wrong. Now, if they did wrong, now, you're doing the right thing to confront them in love. You confront them in love to talk about it, reason this thing out if you have been wrong. But once you have dealt with the matter, beloved, you need to release the offense and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just as Jesus released you from your past, and is believing that you are now on the right track, you must also release people of their past and believe that they're on the right track. And if they're on the right track or not on the right track, it has nothing to do with you. You want to make sure you're on the right track. If you have a hard time releasing people from their past wrongs, beloved, it's a sign that you need agape love to be released in your life. It's already in you as a believer. It now needs to be released. And you, the confirmation of that, the indication of that, is because you have a difficult time in releasing people. Well, agape love releases. Glory be to God. The fact that you're flipping back to that old record of wrongs again and again, bringing up past grievances that you should have forgiven, should have forgotten, means that you are not perfected in love. We have to throw that diary away, throw the book away, throw the records away, throw the wrongs away, throw them away. Why? Because didn't God throw your diary away? Huh? God threw his diary away, the diary that God was keeping of your past, all the things you did wrong, all the things you said you shouldn't have said, the thoughts you thought you shouldn't have thought, the things you did you shouldn't have did. When you confessed those, he put them under the blood, he threw them away. Amen. And beloved, we need to do the same to other people. Stop throwing back the past. Stop throwing back what they used to do, what they did yesterday, what they did. Glory be to God. Release it. Release it and let it go. And so, beloved, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul is saying here that love does not manipulate situations or scheme and devise methods that will twist situations in its own advantage. Love does not deliberately engage in actions or speak words that are so sharp they cause an ugly or violent response. Love does not deliberately keep records of wrongs or past mistakes. Beloved, and that's the real deal. And that's how agape love works. Glory be to God. In my closing this morning, beloved, I want you to know that God wants to change you. And change is not change until it's change. And before you can change, you must first recognize what needs to be fixed. You must first recognize that you are lacking in your agape love. You must first recognize this. You must first, if you can't say amen, beloved, to the word, amen, we just say ouch and ask God to help us to change, because God wants to change you. Glory be to God. Love suffers long. It's kind. It doesn't envy. It does not vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Does not seek her own. Is not easily provoked. And love does not think evil. I want to encourage you today, beloved. Amen. To stop everything you're doing. Put everything on halt. Put everything on hold. And make it your most important matter of business. All the businesses you have on your to-do list today and the things that you have to take care of today, make this your number one priority. Make it, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Make it your number one priority, your most important matter of business today, this day right here, not tomorrow or the next day. To get your heart right first with the Lord, and then get your heart right with others. Because this is what agape love does. This is what agape love does. Amen. Are you walking in it? Amen. Has it been released in your life? How many people are you holding hostage for something that they have done to you? Something they have said to you, some way they have acted to you, where they have offended you, where they have disappointed you. How many people are you holding hostage? And suppose God treated you the way you treat them. But as God has forgiven, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's what that means, beloved. As God has so graciously forgiven you and does not remember, choose to release other people, because love thinketh no evil. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name all the praise. We give your name all the glory. And we give your name all the honor. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us where we have come short of your glory, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive us for moving, not moving in the agape. Forgive us for moving in the flesh, for moving in the carnal, Father God, for doing things the way, Father God, that we want to do things, or the way we was raised to do things, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to help us to put an end to any scheming or manipulating tendencies that still reside in our souls. Father God, we know that this is very grievous to you and is damaging to our relationship. Father, we repent for participating in this evil behavior. We ask you to help us be honest in all of our dealings with other people. Help us to curb our anger. Help us to hold our tongue. Help us to refrain from speaking words that bring harm. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us of our past sins. And today, Father, we are making a decision to wipe the slate clean regarding anyone who has ever acted unjustly with us. Father, we are making a decision to wipe the slate clean regarding anyone who has ever acted unfairly with us. And we choose the agape, because in doing so, we are becoming like Jesus. And it is your desire that Christ be formed in us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. Love thinks no evil. Amen, hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for the Holy Spirit breaking down to us, amen, the real meaning of agape. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. In form of announcements today, beloved, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon and back at 9. It's time to pray. It's been time to pray. Amen. Glory be to God. We see what's going on around us, all around the world. Banking systems are failing. And we understand why the world is in turmoil. But a child of God should not be. We should not be upset. We should not be fearful. We should not be with all the signs that's going on, because we know that God has us. Amen. And so while the world is in a turmoil, the body of Christ should be in prayer. Amen. Should be in prayer and faithful to prayer, because prayer works. Amen. So meet there at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. I believe that's all the announcements for today. Amen. We have some other announcements rolling out on this week. Amen. Back to our Friday night praise party on this week. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And the morning altar. Amen. On social media at 5 a.m. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father God, we say thank you for another day. Thank you for the word going forth, anoint our ears, Father, that we might be a doer of what we have heard. Father God, as we go out today, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, even a mechanical malfunction. Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. We cancel bad news on every side, and we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. In Jesus' name, thank you for smothering us in the ocean of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve. Father God, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock, thank you for these women. Father, anoint them, Father, for their service, and bless them for their sacrifice. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and decree and declare that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is King, and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Frieda Bradford. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Always my pleasure to serve. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. God bless.
Kevin, great friends. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing God. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything. This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near, sing it. Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you. amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Somebody's grave.
All of the mistakes that I